the number of drug overdose deaths in Milwaukee County is on the rise. According to the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner, there were 407 confirmed overdose deaths in 2019. They announced via their official Twitter account that the number is likely to grow as cases wait for results from toxicology testing. The overdose deaths are largely linked to opioids, including fentanyl and heroin. Our next guest joins us to talk about the rise in cases and what initiatives are underway to try to bring that number down. Alderman Michael Murphy represents Milwaukee's 10th District on the city's Common Council. He's also chair of the City-County Heroin, Opioid, and Cocaine Task Force. Alderman Murphy, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, what are your thoughts, first of all, on this news, this number of overdose deaths going up last year in Milwaukee County?
Well, it's really disheartening. We had seen a bit of a drop in 2018, but we've seen a significant increase now, unfortunately, in this last year. The biggest rise has been with fentanyl and carfentanyl derivatives, which have caused a substantial rise in that category. In addition, the issue of cocaine deaths have risen significantly over the last several years. Of course, that's mixed with a cocktail of drugs. So it's a huge challenge for our county, and we're trying to make a change in that paradigm. And we have some initiatives that are just starting out in the last 6 months. And so far, they're having some preliminary success, but we have a long ways to go.
A lot of times in the conversation about opioids in particular, there's been a focus on rural and small town America. And some people saying, hey, wait a minute, there is a problem in cities, too. Don't overlook this. Do you think that we've kind of taken the eye off the ball nationally when it comes to overdoses in urban areas?
I think we took our eye off the ball nationally, both rural and urban areas, as it relates to the issue of drug overdose deaths. We're starting to see some effort to provide additional resources to communities, both rural communities and cities. But when you think of the fact that more people died in last year in the United States through overdose deaths by nearly 20-some thousand people than all of the Vietnam War, it shows you the scope of the problem facing all of us.
We started to see a big problem with things like oxycodone and other medications that might have been prescribed legally in the first place and maybe found their way into the wrong hands. It sounds like from what you're saying, the problem in Milwaukee right now, as elsewhere, is things that were straight up illegal from the start. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, admittedly, a lot of people got hooked on a legal narcotic, oxycodone, and then subsequently the drugs have been pulled back from the pill doctors. Then people moved to street drugs. And unfortunately, what we've seen, people move to heroin, and then the fentanyl became a big part of the equation, and carfentanyl. And now cocaine is making a big rise also. So the reality is how it's a moving target. But at the end of the day, finding additional resources to provide comprehensive treatment, education and prevention, those type of things need to be instituted both rural and citywide.
Before we get into the efforts that you are working on in Milwaukee to turn this around, is it, from what you're hearing from the public health people, is it a case that more people are using these drugs or that more lethal versions of the drugs, and I'm thinking of things like fentanyl here, are more prevalent in the market?
I think what we've seen, when you look at the statistics, fentanyl has been the huge factor in a lot of these deaths. If you go back just to 2014, we had 16 people die fentanyl-related. This year alone, it's 238 in 2019. So show you how much fentanyl has played a big role in increasing the number of deaths. And obviously, there's been a lot of discussion about where that drug is coming from, many respects being manufactured in China and coming through the borders. But it's had a devastating impact.
Talking to Alderman Michael Murphy from Milwaukee, chair of the City-County Heroin, Opioid, and Cocaine Task Force, looking at a rise last year in deaths due to overdose. You mentioned, Alderman Murphy, new initiatives over the last 6 months. What kind of things are you talking about?
Well, we created a new program called Milwaukee Overdose Response Initiative, where we have caseworkers working with our paramedics who respond to overdose calls, where they get to the scene and they administer Narcan and naloxone, and they basically bring a person back to life. In the past, we just gave them a 3x5 business card and said, here's, call this number if you need help. The peer counselor now works very closely with this individual and their families to get them into treatment and get them into treatment that very day. We have places that are now open and reserved for them to get them into help. So in the last 6 months, we've gotten 39 people who, quite honestly, would not be around today are now in treatment and getting help. So we hope that program, we recently were awarded a large grant from the Center for Disease Control because of our early success. So we've expanded that program now to 6 days a week, 8 hours a day. In addition, we're going into parks, working with individuals on harm reduction strategies. You know, we're working from many different perspectives, working with community groups, individuals, and like I indicated, with the fire department and the health department and healthcare providers to try and change the paradigm that we've seen in the last several years.
Addiction treatment, as I understand it, can be a long-term process. Are there resources available, enough resources available to provide longer-term treatment for that person, as you say, who might have just been resuscitated from Narcan and you're trying to get them off of that addiction in the long run?
I would say there's not enough resources. For example, we did receive this grant of $750,000, and I have great hope for it. But when you look at the scope of the problem, you would hope there would be additional financing coming through. Mike Lapham from the Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is doing an outstanding job there, but the resources that he has to work with getting individuals into treatment, whether it's an Oxford House, Clean Slate, or other providers, he needs additional funding. The problem is it hasn't been there in the last several years. We're starting to see some of the money kind of trickle down from the state, but when you look at the scope of the problem, I always think if this was Zika virus or coronavirus, we would have a lot more financial resources. But because of the stigma associated with drug addiction, the money has really not been coming through. And, of course, that's why one of the reasons the city has began joined in the lawsuit going after the pharmaceutical companies who played a big role in why we have this addiction problem in our country.
That's the treatment side of things. Are there changes or efforts needed on the law enforcement side of things to try to slow the supply of these potentially fatal drugs?
Yeah, I mean, we have a HIDA law enforcement agency here in Milwaukee. Works very collaboratively with the DEA, the sheriff's office, the police department, and they've made some large seizures of drugs coming into the country. But, you know, it's a supply and demand issue. And we hear, you know, the cartels are making tons of money off this, and they're more than happy to figure out a way to get the drugs here. I'm not sure we'll ever be able to arrest our way out of the problem. I really don't think that's going to be the ultimate solution. It really has to be a comprehensive one, looking at trying to prevention, education, treatment, and certainly law enforcement, but it can't be just one pillar of that three-legged stool.
Now, you mentioned cocaine, and we hear a lot about opioid deaths. Can you talk about how that cocaine has, another category of drug, has factored into this overdose death situation?
Yeah, and cocaine, you know, it's a different from affecting your receptors. Obviously, with opiates, you basically lose your breath and your lungs and capacity. And of course, with cocaine, it's an accelerant. So the problem is the drug dealers are telling individuals who are using heroin, you know, move to cocaine. It's not as deadly. What they're not telling them is that they're still mixing it with fentanyl. And then you have that lethal dose, and that's resulting in such a large, stark increase. The big fear that we hear coming down is, you know, we know in northern Wisconsin, parts of our state where meth has had a huge inroad, we're fearful about that coming to our city. And that would be another drug we'll have to worry about. So the law enforcement are very much on top of that and trying to stop that getting into our city.
Do you see, amidst this bad news from last year, hopeful signs that with the efforts you talked about already, you can turn this around?
You know, I have to have hope. I've talked to a lot of parents. People have lost their brothers and sisters and all crosses of society, and you have to have hope. It just can be very daunting when these are not numbers to me. These are real live people, and I've met some of the families, and it has a devastating impact on them for the rest of their lives. So I do have hope. Like I said, this new pilot program we've started in the south side of Milwaukee has gotten 39 people into treatment, and hopefully those 39 people stay in treatment and have long, productive lives. And I think that's what we have to focus on, and one person at a time, and try and change this outcome.
It seems like there was a slow response nationwide. It was a slow burn to see how bad this opioid problem was going to be. Do you feel like, as you're working with colleagues in the city and the county, that there is this sense of urgency, this all-hands-on-deck approach?
I do. I think I see a great deal of cooperation, and that's involving all different levels of law enforcement, healthcare providers, public officials, across different political boundaries. I think people all recognize we have to do more than what we're currently doing, but there still is a large amount of stigma out there about drug addiction. People still keep it in the closet, are ashamed to talk about it. It's a brain disease, and we should treat it as such.
Alderman Murphy, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Alderman Michael Murphy. He represents Milwaukee's 10th District on the city's Common Council. He's also chair of the City-County Heroin, Opioid, and Cocaine Task Force. He joins today to talk about the rise in drug overdose deaths in Milwaukee County, a record number last year in 2019, after the numbers had gone down a bit in 2018. What are you seeing in your community when it comes to the risk, the threat of death by overdose? Let us know what's going on in your part of the state. You can email ideas@WPR.org. You can always tweet us at Central Time WPR or message us on the Ideas Network Facebook page.